Moving on to news from Syria. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW, says that Syria has met a deadline for destroying its chemical production and mixing equipment.
The Syrian government has completed what we call the functional destruction of its entire chemical weapons making apparatus and water mixing filling equipment for use with sarin gas. So it no longer has the capacity to manufacture new chemical weapons agents, and it has not the capacity to utilize the precursor binary chemicals for sarin gas and to load those into munitions. That's what we've been able to confirm today.
The organization says its members in Syria have inspected 21 out of 23 chemical weapons sites across the country. The two remaining sites have not been inspected yet due to security problems. However, their chemical equipment has been transferred to other places already inspected. The chemical weapons disarmament is in line with a deal proposed by Russia to prevent a military attack by Washington on Syria. The deal stipulates that Syria dismantle its entire stockpile of chemical weapons by June of 2014. Michel Chosudovsky is from the Center for Research on Globalization, and he joins us from Montreal. Michel Chosudovsky, give us the bigger picture here of what is going on in Syria. We know there's a push for this Geneva II, but at the same time, we know how Saudi Arabia has formed these groups pretty much going around the U.S. and, of course, their allies. What are we to see regarding Syria in the coming months, especially on the Geneva II, and how that's going to translate to any action on the ground?
Well, I think we have to first understand that this decision by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is a smokescreen, because the ploy is ultimately to oblige Syria to close down its chemical weapons facilities, when in fact it was not the Syrian government which used chemical weapons against civilians in the alleged Al Ghouta attacks on August 21. Precisely the opposite. It was the US and NATO and Israeli-sponsored rebels, which also supported by Qatar, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, which staged an attack and then blamed it on the government. And we know unequivocally that that event, which used fake videos of children killed, was there. It was a false flag, and its objective was to blame the Syrian government, when in fact those crimes were committed and ordered by the United States and its allies. So the question is, where is the threat? The threat does not come from the Syrian government. It comes from the rebels. But those rebels, in fact, are the foot soldiers of the Western Military Alliance. And meanwhile, Israel retains its weapons of mass destruction. The deal was reached with Russia. But at the same time, there were reports of Russian naval forces in the Eastern Mediterranean, and the United States was not able and not willing to wage a war, a theater war on Syria under those circumstances. I think what we also have to understand is that this war is not over. There's a deadlock. The United States and its allies continue to support the Al-Qaeda affiliated rebels, which are involved in a process of destruction of an entire country. There's an impasse at the diplomatic level, and in essence, the chemical weapons saga, including media reports, continues to uphold the Syrian government as a threat, which is a lie, because who is behind these war crimes? It is the Western Military Alliance, which have supported the rebels in using chemical weapons, and that is the issue. We now have a humanitarian crisis unfolding. A country has been destroyed. There's an outbreak of polio, at least it's reported. And then the question is, who is responsible for this hideous crime against the Syrian people and an entire nation? It is what I'd call the self-proclaimed international community. But we have to redefine the meaning of the international community. They are not the international community. They are rogue conjunction of warmongering states, and they are responsible for extensive war crimes against the people of Syria.
Thank you very much for that. Michel Chosedowski there from the Center for Research on Globalization from Montreal.